Proposed budget cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency would scale back many programs and grants that American Indian tribes depend on to ensure their land has clean air and water. For EarthFix, Courtney Flatt explores what these cuts could mean for Native people in the Pacific Northwest.
There are nights when a phone call wakes Elizabeth Sanchi out of a dead sleep. At the other end, a voice alerts her to a snowy wreck with a semi-truck leaking oil, or a logging truck that's crashed on the Yakima Nation Reservation in Washington's Columbia River Basin. And even through the fog of sleep, she knows these calls are important. When gasoline or oil gets spilled, it needs to be cleaned up, and her hazmat crew is the one to do it.
We're from here. We're raised here. This is where our children will grow up. This is where we'll retire. This is our roots. And so the best way to support the home we love is to protect it. That's why we're on call.
Sanchi is on call 24/7 as head of the Yakima Nation's Environment Management Program. She says 80% of the program's money comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Under budget proposals by President Trump, funding for the agency would be slashed, and that would hit Northwest tribes hard.
If the funding were to go away, then this program, I'm afraid, may not exist.
Her program encompasses a laundry list of environmental work. There are people who track air quality with federally funded monitors, people who clean up old leaking underground tanks full of gasoline and heating oil, and one person who monitors how pesticides are used on tribal land. That position is federally credentialed, which is important because state agencies have limited jurisdiction on reservations. And without that position,
there wouldn't be enough people to come out and monitor what's going on. It potentially could just become an environmental free-for-all, and that scares me.
It's not just a problem for the Yakima Nation. Tribal officials say losing EPA funding would be a problem for most all tribes, not just in the Northwest. Tribes here have called the situation alarming, frustrating, and scary. Fran Wilsusen is with Washington's Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission. She says for more than 20 years, the tribes and the EPA have built a relationship that would suffer if those ties were frayed by budget cuts.
So to be messing around now and taking away what we have rather than building on what we have, that's crazy.
Aaron Miles is the director of natural resources for Idaho's Nez Perce tribe. He says losing EPA money would eventually cause harm to programs that protect traditional first foods, like salmon and berries.
We're really the first practitioners, the practitioners that see the resources and we eat them. And so these are direct impacts. What's polluting the environment will have an impact on Indian people, probably much more so than anybody else.
He says just viewing the EPA as a regulatory agency is a short-sighted view. Another big worry? People's health. At the Yakima Nation, a lot of kids have asthma, and they're now better warned when to stay inside because of federal air quality monitors. Schools call and ask for updates daily, but Elizabeth Sanchi says a cash-strapped environmental program would mean fewer air quality checks and outreach programs.
If our environment's sick, how can we be healthy as humans? You have to have a healthy environment to have healthy people.
There are other non-federal grants, but competition for those dollars will be stiff if tribes and other groups find themselves trying to fill holes left by federal budget cuts. Sanchi's not sure what will happen yet. She says they're working on other funding options, just in case. I'm Courtney Flatt in Toppenish, Washington.